Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Perseverance's production of the classic A Christmas Carol, written by Arlisha Jones and Michael Haney.
And here to speak about it, we have Jamie Nelson and Josh Lohman. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Jamie, you're playing one of the major characters in the show. Tell us a bit about your character.
My character is Bob Cratchit, and he's a loving family man and a loyal employee of Mr. Scrooge. And he's maybe not paid the best for his talents, but he's a very optimistic guy, and he doesn't take the work for granted or the fact that he's employed and has a little money, and he does what he can with it. So his wife, on the other hand, is encouraging him to try and find a way to get a little more money out of Mr. Scrooge, but overall, Bob's just happy to have a loving family and a place to fit into the world.
That's a perfect description of Bob Cratchit. I've seen read Scrooge and seen Scrooge every Christmas for years and years and years, but it's such a wonderful play.
Thank you.
Yeah. The director, Michael, who's also co-adapting, and he likes to call it the second greatest story ever told.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. That's wonderful.
He really loves it. It's he's been doing it for the last 22 years. Doing A Christmas Carol. He's with Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, and he has been doing Christmas Carol for the last 22 years directing it. And he's played Cratchit, too, hasn't he?
He has, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this is a slightly newer version because Arlisha Jones, one of Anchorage's playwrights, has worked with him to adapt this production. So is it different from what he's done before? And if it is, how so?
It is a little bit different. He has used other adaptations. And kind of the way it kind of came about is when we did start talking to him, we did want to make sure we had it something that was a little bit more us. And so we asked him if he would bring his expertise on the story overall, like what works, what plays, what people really like about it, and have Arlisha kind of work the language in. And she's done just a beautiful job of recreating the Dickens language of Charles Dickens. Because they kind of went back to the original book and then also the monologue that Dickens would do, because he would tour with the monologue all around the world. He would go out and he'd do these speed and just do this like hour and a half monologue to promote the book. And so we kind of know what he felt could be left in and put out and what needed to be taken out. And so they kind of took that as a core and kind of built out from there to create kind of our own version.
And Arlisha's been very generous with her time. She's been at most of our rehearsals. And as we found, Michael suggested, could we change the word order slightly here? Now that we've got it on the stage, we think it would feel a little bit more organic if we made this little change here, that little change there. And Arlisha's been right there with us to make those changes and do what we need to do to have the great story while preserving Dickens' work as well as we can.
That's super. I really love Arlisha's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a great writer.
She really is.
And so I'm glad to see that she was working on this.
Well, Jamie, as the as an actor in the show, you're working with Michael, who is the director and adapter of this play, as well as Arlisha. Do you get mixed messages, or is it something that they work together to? Is it like parents who are working to raise a child? They're on the same page?
They have collaborated really well. I didn't get to see them work together before the rehearsal process, but Arlisha had to fly down to Seattle for her writer's group the other day, so she was gone for a couple days. And when she got back, we were sitting in the dark house as they were working on tech rehearsal and working on the stage, and Michael sighed because it had been kind of a long day, and Arlisha said, I knew that was you. I had recognized your sigh anywhere. So they get along really well, and they both respect each other's work and talents very well, and it's been a very nice collaborative process to watch.
Well, I'm really glad you're doing this live in Anchorage, because it's being done so often on television that I'm not sure people are going to want to go see it again.
Yeah, it's amazing. People have seen so many productions of it in so many versions, and there's a reason it's such a great classic. It's not only a timeless story, but one of my favorite things as an actor is to find new things within material you think you're familiar with. And we usually find that as actors within a run of a production. If we're working on the same thing through 8 weeks of rehearsal and then 4 weeks of performance, we usually find new things every night. So when you've got a director like Michael Haney, who's been directing this for 22 years and has been involved with it in other capacities, like playing Bob Cratchit, it's just been such an intimate part of his life for so many years. He just has absorbed just about all there is to absorb, and at the same time he's still with there organically finding things in the rehearsal process. So it's just amazing to have such a talented cast and crew who are bringing new things to a production that people think they're so familiar with.
Well, and I appreciate the author too. She's local.
Yeah, of course.
Say that.
Well, Jamie, a moment ago you mentioned you'd like to find new things in characters, and that was one of my questions I was going to ask you. This is a character that so many people have played, and of course you are an actor, you are a unique person. What are you bringing to this part that might be different from what another actor might bring to it?
One of my favorite things to play is optimism in the face of adversity and negativity. And Michael helped me find that even beyond what I was intending to do with it. When I played Bob Cratchit 9 years ago down in Kenai, the accounting house where Bob works was a dark place. And he kind of had his head and shoulders down and wasn't very happy at work. And his optimism didn't return until he left the building and started heading back home to his family and got to say hi to people on the streets. And Michael helped me find that within the counting house. If Scrooge says something mean to Bob, it only gets him down for a split second, and then he's back to cheerily enjoying his work and waiting for visitors to come by, and he's excited all the time. So it's nice to have Michael help me find new depths to what I was intending to do.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to Jamie Nelson and Josh Lohman about A Christmas Carol, which is being put on by
Perseverance Theater. And Josh is here from Perseverance Theater. He's working with the company and talking a bit about how this show was developed with Arlisha and Michael. Talk a little bit about, we mentioned a moment ago about the difference between stage and film, and people see this show on TV all the time, and what makes it magical for the stage. What is Perseverance doing that's making this show magical for the stage?
I mean, for one, the set's going to be gorgeous. And it's theater overall. Like, what makes theater magical instead of watching a movie? It's the people that are involved. It's the energy they bring. Just sitting in on the rehearsals, some of the like really amazing moments, it just comes alive. I was for Fezziwig's party the other day. I was sitting in on that rehearsal, and as David and Anne come in as Fezziwig and his wife, I mean, the whole room just explodes in energy. They have such a wonderful chemistry together already, and then this party is happening, and the music that Lucy Peckham is doing is just amazing. Another local musician put together a lot of the music for the show, and we went to kind of the Victorian Christmas Carol, so it's not your kind of normal Christmas Carols. It's not the stuff you usually hear. So that's another kind of big part of it. It's different, but it's because we kind of went back to that more traditional Victorian feel and look. And so it is. That's what makes it different. It makes it both the Alaskan voice that kind of still comes through in it, and just the magic of the people that are part of it.
And the music, you said, is modern or Victorian?
Victorian.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
A great example is the Boar's Head Carol. We had many laughs early in the rehearsal process because Lucy said, we'll be doing the Boar's Head Carol. She introduced that like it was common knowledge, and most of the cast kind of looked at each other like, I'm not sure what you're talking about. And so she played a little bit of it, and we all kind of looked at each other like, we still don't know what that is. So it was a joy to find something that traditionally classic that most of us aren't familiar with, and just have gorgeous arrangements. There's a violin and a hurdy-gurdy, which is an instrument I'd never even heard. And Nate and Misha are two amazing musicians that are actually in costume on stage for several of the scenes playing live music, and it's a really nice touch.
And this play was completely mounted here in Anchorage. Is that right, Josh?
Yes. Yes. No, this is completely done in Anchorage. Sets were built here. Rehearsals were done here. We, the Alaska Experience Theater, their Port View room, they were kind enough to help us out with that space, because it's so hard to find just a big enough space to, you know, mass the Discovery Theater. That was actually a real, that was probably the hardest thing that we had to do, was finding rehearsal space for this show.
And that space was very helpful. A lot of times if you can't rehearse on your actual set, you're in a smaller space. And that space was large enough that our stage manager was actually able to tape off the actual dimensions of the set. So we were able to rehearse in a space that felt, if not a nice model of it, at least a good size.
Well, unfortunately, we're about running out of time, and I want to thank you both for coming, Jamie Nelson and Josh Lohman, to talk about A Christmas Carol, which is being put on the 19th and the 28th by
Perseverance Theater.
Perseverance Theater.
Thanks for being on the show.
From Juno.
Thanks for having us. We hope to see you there.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar, and remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. That's all one word. At Cyrano's, you can see Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day by Judith Fiorist and Shelley Markham on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. The show will run through December 22nd. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
It's the last weekend to see TBA's production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by Roald Dahl, running through this weekend at Grant Hall, the E.R. Brown Auditorium on the APU campus. For info, call 677-PLAY or go to play@tbatheater.org.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see a production of Christmas Bells by Jones, Hope, and Wooten, which continues until December 21st. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 868-4913.
And up in Wasilla, you can see Valley Performing Arts production of The Velveteen Rabbit, written by Anita Larson. It runs through December 21st. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Perseverance Theater of Juneau's presentation of A Christmas Carol, adopted by playwrights Arlesha Jones and Michael Haney, will be presented December 19th through 28th in the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center, with performances on most days except for Christmas, at 2 and 7:30 and 4 on Sunday. Tickets and information at 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, thanks for being with us today on Stage Talk. Our guests were Josh Lohman and Jamie Nelson from Perseverance Theater's production of A Christmas Carol. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.